We're joined now by a writer whose first novel has just won the world's biggest book prize, the Impact Dublin Literary Award. He received the award last night. Kevin Barry, author of City of Bohan. Good morning and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And you've done, our Sean Rocks and yourself had a fascinating chat about you and all your work on Arena last night, which is already on the RTE player. Now we're going to have a fascinating and much shorter chat. So first of all, the usual question, what does this award mean to you apart from the money?
Well, misfortunate writers get no wages, you know, so it just goes from book to book for you. So you're always going to have kind of lean years and then good ones if you're lucky now and again. So it makes it a good year and it just buys you time to work away on new stuff, you know.
How and why did you start writing?
I started writing because I'm not good for anything else, really. And that's very common for a lot of writers. We're damn used for anything else except putting the pen to the page, you know. So as a kid, and I went through the usual, I was writing in the usual teenage poetry phase that lots of us go through. But I was one of those poor idiots who kept at it, you know, and kept going.
The great thing about this prize for a writer is that this is chosen by, effectively, or the shortlist is chosen by the people who borrow books from libraries.
Yeah, which is very cool. It makes it very special for me that the libraries nominate the books. And it was nominated in the first place by Limerick City, Cork City and Dublin City Libraries and all those places that I'd have connections with, you know.
And you've had many. I think you've lived in, is it 17 different places?
At one point there were 17 addresses in 15 years, I think, yeah.
Sligo so now.
But now I've thrown down a route in South County Sligo, yeah.
For those who haven't borrowed it or bought it, in a couple of sentences, how would you describe it?
City of Bohan is a deranged west of Ireland city in the middle of the 21st century and it's gone to the dogs. And there are lots of residences with actual deranged little Irish cities, but I hope it's its own place as well.
I heard you say to Sean that you need to read about 60 pages before you get going as a reader.
Yeah, the dialect and the patois is laid on fairly heavily, you know, so you have to stick with it for a while. But I hope then once the reader gives it 50, 60 pages, they'll be sucked into the world.
Thanks for the tip. Now, you are a very busy man because you have two collections of short stories. One of them is The City of Bohan already, you're working on a film script.
Yes, yeah.
You've done several film scripts, based on the short stories. Yeah. And there's another film script as well, which is about what?
There's a script about horse racing called The Gigi's that I'm doing with Element Pictures in Dublin. So I just love the horse racing world as well and the whole language that's used around that world, which is always what draws me to something. It's the way people describe their worlds is what draws me in, you know.
And is City of Bohan the film, is that at the concept stage or is it definitely going to happen?
It's in development, so it's moving along nicely enough, I think. So we're waiting after the white smoke. I think a good chance. It lends itself very naturally, that book, to a film treatment, so I think it has a very good chance.
You are very busy.
I am. I keep going, yeah.
Is there another novel in you?
There's another novel on the desk at home at the moment, so I'll be going back to it now very shortly.
So apart from the two film scripts and the next novel, you have nothing to do.
Yeah. We'll get a chance to enjoy it now, though, as well, though. So
congratulations again, and thank you very much for coming in for this short interview. And as I say, if you want to know more, read the book or listen to the Arena interview with Kevin Barry. Thank you very much.
Thanks.